Welcome to Further Than Left,
a podcast about politics, society, culture, and a shit ton more.
I'm Courtney. I like cats and tuxedos.
No, I'm the funny one with a beautiful jawline, and you're the smart one with big titties.
What?
I'm Jason, and I'm a connoisseur of penises. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
How are y'all doing?
How you doing?
Stop shaking the computer.
I'm sorry.
I have this tea here.
Yogi tea.
It's so good.
I know.
The aftertaste. What would you describe the aftertaste? It doesn't taste like any tea I've ever tasted before.
I don't know what the aftertaste would be.
It's just like... It's like a...
It's kind of minty.
It's kind of minty,
but not
really.
I didn't know that was because I had gum in my mouth.
I don't like mint, but okay, it's not super minty.
Yeah, it's really good.
What did you do today?
What do you think I did today?
Oh, you went to class.
And worked.
That's all you do.
That's what I always do.
So once again,
Courtney went to class and worked.
Well, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
Once again... We are podcasting before a presidential debate.
Oh, yes.
Sort of our routine. How are we going to know when to podcast when the debates are over?
We will never remind her.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah, well.
I had my workshop yesterday.
How was that, Court?
It was good. I like the kids.
Describe it to me.
Well, I was kind of...
Because I'm still not exactly sure what it's all... What it was just like a body positive thing?
Yeah, to make them... feel good about themselves. Motivational, really.
I'm sorry, I just ripped the tag off my tee and it's really frustrating.
Maybe you shouldn't be pulling at it. But no, it was just to, you know, make them feel good about themselves. I mean, there are some trans kids in the group who don't even feel connected to their bodies
sometimes.
And they're all,
like, high school age, right?
Yeah, they're high school age. And so I was talking to them, I told them my story, we talked about eating disorders, had them look at advertisements from magazines.
Yeah.
Had them, like, talk about what they're really selling and the ads and stuff like that. And they seemed to really like me.
That's one of them added you on Facebook. Or liked your page on Facebook.
Yeah. It was sweet. And
you
really
wouldn't have accepted them on your personal Facebook page because you're a prude. We talked about this last episode.
I'm not a prude.
About how you were a prude.
Why? Why am I a prude?
You're an ass clown.
I'm an ass clown?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean my ass has a lot of makeup on it?
We all know that's not true.
How?
Courtney.
You ain't never seen my
ass.
Why
you gotta put me on the spot?
You put me on the spot by calling me an ass clown. How was your day?
It's good. Finally, we get to me, okay?
It's always like that.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's all.
I mean, did you work? That's did you all. Take a nap?
Yep. Took a nap. You called me in the middle of my nap.
Well, it was...
That was the stupidest
thing. I forgot
thing.
To call you when you got off.
I woke up.
Awkward.
I woke up and saw that I had a missed call from you. I'm like, shit, am I late to pick her up? But I wasn't.
The call didn't wake you up then?
No.
Well, good. So it didn't matter that I called.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Like, it didn't get your nap messed up. See, that's a positive.
Right, but when I woke up, I about had a heart attack.
Oh, well, sorry.
Because you would have been a little bitch.
No, I wouldn't. I would have just gone to get the shuttle and been here, probably would have gotten here right now. Because the shuttle's so damn slow.
And scary at night, right?
Yeah, I don't like going around at night.
Should have bought a parking pass.
$400?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that kind of money.
Borrow money from your parents if you have to.
I mean, I never used to be scared walking on campus, really.
And then I got mugged.
But then it came out into the light. This Facebook page came up saying that there's, like, consent issues at UC. And I'm all like, no, I don't want to deal with that.
Heard that.
Yeah.
So we got some stories to talk about? What do we got to talk about? Yeah, we got all of them on that nifty little tablet of yours. 10% battery. What are we going to do?
It's fine. It's fine. It's not...
Turn down your brightness stat.
Okay. Hold on. It is really bright.
No, it's like my phone.
It's kind of hurting my eyes. brightness. Okay. No, I'm lost. Okay. Let's talk about something lighthearted. There are these new memes called feminist Nazi memes. They're the feminist Nazi memes.
The feminist, okay.
It says number of upcoming memes, 274. So I guess that means that they're... I guess that means that there are 274 of them.
How many we got here?
We've got 14.
Okay.
But,
it's just, okay, well, describe the picture.
The picture, I think it's a Jersey Shore picture. Is that one of the people? I don't know, I don't watch the
I
show.
I don't watch the Jersey
Shore. I don't watch the show either. It's a white, no, I don't know if she's white.
She's white. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just a woman. Well, I think it matters. Anyway, it's a woman with her mouth open, and she's like, it looks like she's bitching at someone about something.
Yeah. Okay.
One of them. It says, "I'm a strong, independent woman until something heavy needs to be lifted."
Okay.
Okay. Which I'm completely guilty of that. I don't like lifting heavy things. If I have to, I will.
Right, but nobody else likes lifting. Nobody likes
No
lifting.
One likes to. Yeah.
No one does.
It's not like I'm like, you lift it because you're a man.
The only reason men, like, will do it for a woman is because of society and how they think they're supposed
right,
to.
Right. Like, that's, like, how we're socialized.
Yeah.
This says, demands to be treated as an equal, refuses to be a frontline soldier because that's for men. I don't think...
What?
Are women allowed to be on the front lines? I'm going to look it up. Because I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either.
Are women...
Type. I'm Courtney and I'm typing.
Front lines.
Let's see here. Give us the 411.
Well, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, you can... I'm going to just talk a little bit while you're looking.
Yeah.
You can like us on the Facebook page, Further Than Left. You can follow us on Tumblr. You can follow us on Twitter. What else can they do?
Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram.
I found something from February from USA Today. It says, defense officials say there are new roles. Okay. The Pentagon is unveiling plans Thursday to allow women to serve in thousands of military jobs closer to the front lines. Defense officials say the new rules will still mean that women are barred from serving as infantry, armor, and special operations forces. So I think that meme is a little like... I don't think, whatever.
Even if women weren't allowed on the front lines, it's not like her not being allowed on the front lines was her choice.
Right. Exactly. And even if the rule goes into effect, there's still people who could either be used to how the old rules were and they just pick men to be in the front lines,
right.
Or, you know, just because something changes, like a rule changes, doesn't mean that it automatically like switches over.
Can we talk about this one?
Yeah, this one, there aren't any words. It's just, an 8, 4 equal signs, and a capital D. What does that mean?
Penis.
That's a penis. And it's right in her mouth.
It's going into her mouth, because bitches need to suck dick.
So that they
stop talking, suck my dick.
Right. This one says, men get screwed over in divorce and family court. Serve more jail time than women for identical crimes and aren't taken seriously when they are raped or sexually harassed. But Miss Andre don't reel.
But what does that mean, that last part?
Miss Andre is the opposite of misogyny.
Okay.
So, like, the hatred of men, or whatever, oppression of men. Okay, let's just talk about this for a second. Who's saying these things? Like,
I don't know.
Who says that men aren't taken seriously when they are raped or sexually harassed? statistically, many men don't report it, just like a lot of women don't report it, but a lower amount of men
report it. But, okay, so this might all be true, but they're implying that it's her fault, or that she, like, it's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, just, like,
feminists aren't just for equality for women, they're equality for everyone.
Right, and just because, like, I don't know, that'd be, like, me saying, oh, I might have the same job as a man and not get paid the same as him. So, Jason, that's your fault.
Right.
Like, that's your fucking fault.
Right.
No. That's ridiculous.
So, those are stupid.
Yeah, those are stupid. But, yeah, fucking dumb.
Where's that from?
I saw it on Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Today. On Jezebel.
My room Jezebel. Is so dirty.
It is. It's disgusting.
Courtney, I'm pretty sure that... you just talked about how you had dried up, shriveled up contacts on your floor. I don't have that. Oh, okay, there's snot rags right there on the floor.
Ew, Jason.
Those aren't from me.
Ew, Matt.
I know, this isn't my side of the bed.
I'm planning on,
I have the trash can on my
I'm
side
gonna
of the bed.
I'm gonna rearrange my room tomorrow. Courtney, I'm so excited.
Courtney gets so excited to rearrange a room, and periodically throughout her rearranging it, she takes pictures of it and sends it to me and says, is this okay? Does this look good?
Last time I,
Because I know my shit.
Last time I FaceTimed you, I was like, what should I do with my bed?
Yeah.
What should I do with this dresser?
Yeah. And you asked me how to take off closet doors?
I still haven't done that.
It's easy.
Like, you push it up and then pull it out.
God, this tea.
It's really good.
What else we got here?
What are there? There's this new,
Feel the rush.
The G shot is an injection that goes into a woman's G spot and makes it swell up, swell up to the size of a quarter, which makes you orgasm more often.
Can we talk about how they don't have a G shot for men?
Right, Miss Andre.
Right, but
Miss
I think
Andre, I can never say it
but
right.
But I think it's because you wouldn't be able to poop.
Right, because your G-spot's in your asshole.
Right, but it's like, you know, you just won't be able to poop.
Yeah.
Fucking sexist right there.
That's right, totally. Feel the rush, but not for you.
Not for me, because I'm a fucking man.
After my G-shot, I got sexually aroused
this
performing
yoga.
This
is not Courtney saying this.
This is a quote. These are quotes. During my spinning class, I have this smile on my face, and people think I'm enjoying my workout, but actually, I'm sexually aroused. I just think it's so funny.
Okay, so she's sitting there going, like, orgasming, but people just think that she's really enjoying her yoga class.
Right, get it, girl? Like,
she must...
I would work out so much if that happened to me. Right. I really would. I really would.
Oh, God. It sucks that I can't fucking do it.
Maybe you can just,
I'm
like...
I'm just gonna dildo and put it in my ass.
Give yourself some handjob situation while you're on the spinning.
That's a lot of... That is a lot of coordination that I don't have. No, but if, like, you could put a dildo up your butt and then...
And ride it?
Oh. I don't know. Just whatever workout you're doing, just have a dildo up there.
Move Can on. I do too?
If you wanna.
Okay.
All right. What else?
Jill Stein.
The Green Party candidate.
Files a lawsuit.
Hold on. Tell them who it is.
She's the presidential candidate for the Green Party this
year.
She's
amazing.
She is amazing. She files a lawsuit against the Commission on Presidential Debates, claiming that the CPD, Democratic National Committee and Republican National Committee, together with the Federal Election Commission and Lynn University, had deprived her of her constitutional rights to due process, equal protection, and free speech, as well as her statutorily protected civil rights. That was a lot. Jill Stein said, our Constitution is supposed to protect us against manipulations of democracy of the kind scheduled tonight, and I hope the court will act now to stop this farce. Farce. But either way, we will keep up the fight, and one of these days, American elections and our debates will be reclaimed by the American people. So, she pretty much, you know, is filing this lawsuit because everything is all about the Democrats and Republicans.
Right, she's barred.
She has, like, no chance.
Right.
Just like any other third party.
Right. But it sucks because if you think about it, there's not, like, Obama and Romney did not talk about climate change at all.
Yeah.
They haven't talked about climate change at all. And if Jill Stein were in these debates, she would be the one to, and have to hold Obama and Romney accountable. You know what I mean? Because that would be a question that would come up.
Yeah.
If she were in the debates, and I hate that.
And I'm trying to find right now, they all have to pay a certain amount to get on the ballots, I think.
They also have to have a certain amount of signatures.
Yeah.
But they often get thrown out even if they're, like, real signatures.
And I know that she and other, like, third parties had to pay a substantial amount of money to get on it, while the two major parties didn't have to. I think it was like $40,000. I can't remember.
But that's a lot, especially if the, like, the most, like, you're taking in is $1 million, right?
Well, and each individual, she only takes max $2,500 from each individual. Yeah. So, let me see here.
What you doing?
I'm trying to find how much it was, because the Democrats and Republicans had to pay a certain amount, and then she, like, had to pay a certain amount. Prepared. We're really prepared here.
I know. I've been so tired.
Me too.
Even when I woke up, it just made me so... What?
I'm Googling paying to get onto ballots.
Yeah.
In the United States. The first thing that pops up is paying to get into heaven. How many Catholics are on Googs?
That's funny.
Okay, paying to get onto...
Paying onto USA ballot.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it.
I don't know. But it's just fine. Stupid. But I wish
they did have to pay a lot more to get on the ballot. Jill Stein and all the other people.
I don't know. You guys should all research Jill Stein because she's awesome. And
she was so great.
It just sucks. It sucks because we live in a swing state. So
can we talk about that?
What?
How we're in a swing state, so it's like...
And how we can't vote for it. We don't have the opportunity to vote for a third party.
We have the opportunity.
But we can.
But we can't. Yeah, because a vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Mitt Romney.
Yeah. That sucks. If we were in, like, where would we be? Fucking Illinois?
Or somewhere, like, California. That always is blue.
California.
Yeah. I would, you know, I would totally vote for her then.
Yeah.
But here, we desperately need, like, all the blue votes we can get.
I know. It sucks.
Can we also talk about how there are so many political ads?
I can't breathe because of all of these political ads.
Cincinnati is number 3 in the country for running the most political
ads. Are you serious?
Yes, Cincinnati is number 3.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I saw literally, it on MSNBC the other day.
There have been whole spans of commercials that have only been political ads that I've seen.
Yeah, I don't even remember seeing a commercial that isn't a political ad.
I don't remember
ad.
What it's like to just see a normal commercial. I just want to see a fucking Glade candle fall commercial.
For real. For real.
And okay? I don't have cable, so I don't get any of the special cable treatment.
Or those cute commercials with the, like, cats that are eating their cute cat food and the owners, like... Giving them their
and
food.
They, like, run across the kitchen and slide forever.
Yes!
Those are okay.
I miss those commercials. Or that Werther's commercial where the girl, like, is a woman and then suddenly she's a little girl and she goes in there and, like, gets some candy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's how...
Moral of the story, there are no commercials except
I have Mitt
Romney
ads on the side of my Facebook page.
Have you deleted any friends that like Mitt Romney?
Yes!
So have I!
Like, I want to see their view, but, like, they're just, like, totally...
Well, my thought is, okay, Mitt Romney doesn't like me. He doesn't care about things that deal with my life. If these people are supporting him, they are saying that they don't agree with how my life is or what, you know, fight for my rights.
Right.
So,
I don't know.
What do you think about, because I have some gay friends, gay men.
Do you?
Gay white men, who, on Facebook, who like Mitt Romney.
Oh, I do too.
Yes, Courtney. We're talking about the same person. Yeah. People. Yeah.
I don't understand that. The one that we're talking about right now, talks about, like, women's right to choose. He's pro-choice. He's very, very, like, very socially liberal.
Right. But just one thing, like, the economy, I'm guessing.
Right.
Even then, like, I don't know, the economic, like, ideas of the Republican Party are not what they
historically, like, the economy has been worse under a Republican president than a Democratic president.
Yeah.
Stick that in your pipe.
But you'd think, because these people are, like, so socially liberal, and since the Republican Party that we have right now is so right-wing, that they would, like, I don't know, like, morph towards something else, like, not still be Republican, you know what I mean? Because, I don't know, just, like, I don't label myself Democrat.
Right.
Like, because they've morphed into being more conservative.
Right.
So, I feel like it would be the same thing, but it's not. I mean, maybe for some people, I'm sure, but from my experience, what I'm seeing, it's not.
I like lukewarm tea. I'm talking about tea a lot.
Oh, you're so fucking weird.
It's good. It's so good. Do we have any other stories? Was that it?
I think that was it.
I need to finish that painting sometime soon.
Yeah, it looks really good. Jason's a painter.
I keep forgetting about it.
Jason's an artist.
Shut up.
Jason's an artist.
I'm an artist. I play ukulele and I drink tea.
You making fun of yourself?
Yeah, I don't know why, but it just came out, Court. Because I was remembering that I was learning songs on the ukulele last night, drinking tea. And,
Well, we should make fun of ourselves. I make fun of myself all the time.
You're a dumb cunt with red hair that is not triple-barreled like you once claimed it was.
I really need my hair colored. It's a problem.
You need your eyebrows tinted.
No
eyebrows.
What? This morning I did?
No, I'm just kidding. They look
funny. Oh, scare me.
They look like giant caterpillars. You probably should pluck them a little bit.
No, like, I make fun... a lot of my friends...
Your mustache, too.
Jason! I don't have a mustache. A lot of my friends at school and stuff, we all make fun of ourselves, like, for being, like, stereotypical feminists. Like, always saying things are problematic and, like, saying, like, big words like heteronormativity and intersectionality and just sitting there having a discussion, like, it's just whatever. We make fun of ourselves.
Sorry, I'm so, like... I'm not even here.
Yeah. Here. Well, that's all I have for tonight.
That's all I have, too. All the stories that I brought up.
Yeah, you're so brilliant. No, we had good conversation.
Good combos.
But, yeah, so like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter. And, I mean, if you want to see our cool pictures that don't involve this podcast... Follow us on Instagram.
Like my taint.
Even though Jason doesn't Instagram that much.
I know. I don't Twitter that much. I don't Instagram that much.
Are you going to tweet tonight from the debate?
I don't status update that. Of fucking course I'm going to tweet.
Okay.
I love tweeting.
I think. If one little catchphrase comes up. Did you feel how chapped my lips are?
No.
We're kissing right now.
Or not. I just stuck my finger in her lips. Go on.
In my mouth. If some, like, catchphrase comes up tonight, we should totally get on that and make a Facebook page, because that Binders Full of Women Facebook page has, like, a million likes.
I know, that's really cool.
It's so cool.
And then we could force those people...
to listen to this!
Yeah.
And read my blog!
And a...
fuck ton more!
And a fuck ton more!
Yeah!
Your eyes are so big right now. You're so excited. They can't see what you're doing right now, but she looks like a terrifying clown.
How many times are you going to call me a clown?
Oh, I called you an ass clown earlier. That's
right.
Oh, well.
Okay.
We should go.
Yeah, so like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, and follow our Instagram accounts. He is Jason_Little, Jason with Y.
Jason with a Y _Little, and she's Courtney N-I-E.
No, I'm not. I'm that Courtney girl.
Oh.
Courtney, C-O-R-T-N-I-E.
C-O-R-T-N-I-E.
Yes. So,
All right, we'll see you next week, this week, I don't know when.
We'll see you later this week.
All right, well, I'm Jason.
I'm Courtney.
And, Courtney needs to pick up those disgusting snot rags sitting on the ground.
No!